Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Scoreboard. Vikings lose. Talk about that with Maxie here in a second. Memphis beat our Wolves 187. It was the Wild losing in Chicago 3-1. Thank goodness for the Gopher basketball team. The men won over Texas A&M 69-64. Maxie, everybody's buzzing about the Chicago beating our Vikings yesterday by a score of 25-20.
Yeah, it was worse than that is what it felt like. It felt like it was a beatdown, and the score doesn't indicate that. But the way Chicago came out defensively and just handled the Vikings, the Vikings offense, there was no rhythm. There was nothing there. They couldn't run the football. They couldn't. And then, of course, the pick six, and Kirk Cousins looked flustered, and this Khalil Mack is the real deal, and so is this Hicks in the middle. And they played with a high level of energy, and their tempo was their physical line of scrimmage. And they looked like they had a good scouting report. They knew what the Vikings were trying to do to them. Screen passes got flushed out, everything else. So it was a back-to-the-drawing-board kind of game for the Vikings, because Chicago looked like the pride of the division last night. They just looked like they have emerged as not just in first place, but the clear favorite the rest of the way. And that really surprised me. I thought that the Vikings defensively had a good game plan, but offensively they just had nothing going. It just didn't feel right all night.
No, it was and Cousins, who's been great, was really off. Even when he rolled out, yeah, and had plenty of time to throw, and he overthrew Diggs for that touchdown. Some questions this morning, Maxie, from listeners as to, do we know why in the second play of the game, when it looked like Dalvin Cook had a first down, and then they moved the ball back on the spot, the Vikings never called for a replay of that?
Don't know. I don't know. You know, what they do is people don't – I don't know if they realize this, but upstairs they have people that are watching. And in general, their job is to say, take a look or don't take a look. So you don't know what they saw. If they saw something – you only have a short amount of time to do it. With said, hey, call for the replay or not. But there's a system to it, and generally it comes from upstairs. And so they either saw or didn't see something that they liked, didn't like. There was some reason that they didn't think. And you know, that's the way it goes. And they just transfer down to Mike Zimmer whether to throw the hanky or not. So it's a very quick and complicated process that they go through to do it. But somebody upstairs apparently didn't think that it was worth reviewing.
They were, you know, they stayed within 5 points. As you said, they played a miserable game, but they actually had a shot kind of toward the end a little bit, so.
Yeah, they got a touchdown to Diggs, and then, they had to try the onside. They went for a two-point conversion, which would have got them within a field goal, but you just never felt like they were in the game, like they had a real chance. You just, it wasn't that, you know, Chicago mm-hmm. turned the ball over, too. I mean, Trubisky made some bad throws, and
Harris made some nice
Harris
interceptions.
Had a nice game. He had two picks, and he's, they're playing without Sindale and Barr. I don't know what the deal is with Barr there. And they had a couple of, Kendricks and Wilson had 15-yarders, questionable, I think, both of them, but they've swooned for 15-yarders, and those hurt them. They got a lot to look at today because, they had Green Bay Sunday night will compete, and then you go to Foxborough and then to Seattle. That's a tough stretch. This is a defining stretch if you want to stay in the playoff race.
Boy, hats off to Kendricks, though, man. He had a great game defensively. So did Harrison Smith, and Adam Thielen set a couple of Viking marks yesterday, too, so. Those were the positives out of a mostly negative game. Maxie, a couple of things. Case Keenum orchestrated a 7-play drive that led the Broncos to a field goal victory, and then the Raiders won their game on the kick from Daniel Carlson.
Daniel, boy, I think everybody in Viking land will smile when they see that. They beat Arizona yesterday, and he had the game-winning field goal. And really a good John Gruden, I thought that was a good move by him because Oakland was out of it, and they needed a kicker. And what better guy to take a chance on than a guy that everybody knew going to the draft had a big leg and high-end potential. And so you could bring him into Oakland without the pressure of a playoff hunt and get him back. So, you know, everybody said when he left, he's got a chance to be a really good kicker. And I think everybody thought that when he was here. And so it was nice to see him make a field goal like that and get his confidence back because he deserves it. And it was just unfortunate circumstances here.
Another former Viking, Adrian Peterson, pulled even with John Riggins for the sixth most rushing TDs in NFL history yesterday.
Yeah, and he's not playing for Washington now. And, of course, Riggins was spent a lot of his career in Washington as well. His rebirth out there has been something. Now, they lost their quarterback, Washington did, so they're in trouble. But they've had a nice season, and he's been a big part of it. You know, Brian Billick says you don't have to run the ball incredibly well. You just have to be able to run the ball. Well, they can run the ball with him, and, he makes you respect the run. Now, like I said, they've got a different dynamic going forward the rest of the way. But he has, without question, you never see running backs bounce back once in the tail end of a career when you think about, all, you know, Tony Dorsett and Chuck Foreman and, you know, O.J. Simpson, all these guys that end up playing somewhere else towards the end and not doing much. And Peterson's found a way to revive it. So I don't know how he does it, but he's done it.
Yeah, it's amazing. So, unfortunately, the Wolves lost to Memphis. Just, Memphis has got our number, don't they?
Yeah, Memphis. Yeah, they really do. I mean, I couldn't believe yesterday I was listening to Alan Horton call the game and the numbers and how well Memphis has done against the Timberwolves. You didn't realize it, but J.B. Bickerstaff, the former Gopher out there, has that head coaching job. And so they got a two-man team there with Conley and Gasol. Gasol played well yesterday, but they play well defensively. Conley's a really good point guard there for Memphis, and they didn't. They kept Minnesota. Jeff Teague did not play well at all in that point guard battle, and he needs to play well for him. Derrick Rose played well again, but they looked a little, you know, like the kind of the party was over for the week. Like they just flattened out a little bit. So they come back and play a very good Denver team on Wednesday that comes here. And then they've kind of become one of the talk of the West in conference. They beat them last year to go to the playoffs in that final game of the regular season. But that, we'll see. You know, they get this rotation going now with Covington. And Sarge shot the ball well yesterday. He gave them a little bit of a spark. But they just got to figure their pieces out. They could be okay here yet.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.